Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Holly Strand from Stokes Nature Center in beautiful Logan Canyon. Christopher Kokinos is the author of a new book, The Fallen Sky, published by the Penguin Group Press. It's the story of meteorites and the impressions that meteorites make on the earth and in the people who seek them out. Here's Chris on the subject of falling stars.
On any clear night, under a dark enough sky, we can see shooting stars. We wish upon them, even if we may not know what they are. It's as if we're eager to pin our chances on something strange and sudden. A shooting star is not a star. It's a meteor, the bright passage of a small grain or rock burning up through the air as it descends from space. If it's big enough, it may drop a rock on the Earth itself. Then it becomes a meteorite. In space, these objects are called meteoroids. Every mid-August, our skies are graced by a shower of shooting stars, the Perseids. This is when Earth intersects the spindrift tail of the disintegrated comet Swift-Tuttle, and we see these dusty grains streaking through the sky, too small to ever reach us. They're called the Perseids because the meteors appear to originate from the constellation Perseus, but these shooting stars can appear in any part of the sky. Meteors, such as these, travel very fast, from between 7 miles per second to 44 miles per second, and one the size of a raisin can produce a huge fireball. But if you see one that big during the Perseids, it's not a Perseid. It's a random meteor originating from the asteroid belt or even the Moon or Mars. This year, the Moon will interfere with viewing the shower, but you can still see quite a few Perseids from the late evening of August 11th through the morning of August 12th. The best way to watch is to recline on the ground or on a chaise so you have a wide view of the sky, preferably away from city lights. Have snacks, water, and appropriate clothing, and maybe some bug spray. Don't use binoculars or a telescope as they restrict your field of view. To learn how to make simple but scientifically useful observations, go to the American Meteor Society website at www.amsmeteors.org. Of course, though it may not be scientifically useful, when you see a shooting star, feel free to make a wish.
Thanks, Chris. For listeners in the Logan area, check out the Star Party at the American West Heritage Center on August 14th. For more details, see awhc.org. For Wild About Utah and Stokes Nature Center, I'm Holly Strand.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.